Now, I've been joined in the studio by Nikki Robinson from Holisticare, which is a company that claims to be able to provide pain relief based on a technique known as myofascial release. As Nikki's already ticked me off for mispronouncing this. First off, Nikki, welcome to Phoenix FM.
Thank you.
That's all right. And thanks for ticking me off as well. I knew I'd get that one wrong. Now, look, there's lots of therapists that say they can help with pain. So what is it makes you so different?
Well, I qualified as a physiotherapist 22 years ago, and 9 years ago I came across this technique, and I've specialised in it ever since because it's so much better than anything else I've ever been taught. We unravel people, so we don't just treat where the pain is. We are able to feel with your body what's causing the pain and actually work with your body to unravel the restrictions that cause pain, tension, anxiety, and actually treat the cause of it. So we don't force anything, so we can't do any harm, and we're able to change things that have been there for a long time.
So what exactly is myofascia? Have I got it right this time?
You have, yes. The myofascia is a continuous 3D network of connective tissue, and it's the stuff that holds all the cells in your body in their place. So without it, you'd just be a mush
a blob
of cells. Yeah, absolutely.
Some people would say I am.
Harsh.
I know, but possibly true.
So, because every cell is connected to every other cell via this network, everything that happens to your body in the whole of your life, from how you're born onwards, and it can be physical or emotional problems, affects the myofascia. It solidifies in response to trauma or problems. And because of that, you end up with a problem in one part of your body, which then causes you to compensate, which causes a problem in another part of your body. And over your lifetime, you just tangle yourself up. And that's where a lot of people's problems come from.
And how does the treatment then work?
Well, the treatment was developed by John Barnes, who's an American physiotherapist, and it's a very gentle hands-on technique, and it makes use of a property called thixopathy.
What's it called? Basically, I'm trying to make you pronounce it again.
I know, it was wrong. The myofascia is thixotropic, which means when you apply warmth and pressure, which comes from our hands, it actually changes state and it becomes more fluid. Similar to blue tack. If you've got a lump of blue tack that's solid, as you start working it, it becomes more squishy and then stretchy. Same property. And we make use of that, and it allows us to feel what's going on in your body and very gently unravel the restrictions.
All right. Well, that's a very lucid explanation. But for what kind of conditions might this treatment be effective?
As I've said, for pain, tension, inflammation, anxiety, as soon as possible after any trauma or operations. It's great in pregnancy and for newborns, so any pregnancy-related problems or after traumatic birth, it sets the babies up for, you know, without having to compensate for a lifetime of problems.
Which I think any birth is traumatic.
Well,
I wouldn't want to go through it.
Yeah. Well, John Barnes recommends that all new mums and babies have this treatment just to...
Really?
Yeah.
Including the baby?
Yeah. Yeah. To get them over the trauma of the birth and to set them up for the rest of their life. It's also good for chronic long-term problems such as arthritis. And... We haven't found anything that it can't help, but having said that, it's not a quick fix, it's not a miracle cure. We can help prevent hip and knee replacements, for instance, and it has the potential to change most things.
But you haven't actually found anything it doesn't work for?
We have found some people that don't respond as well to it. Some people prefer to walk in, be cracked, and 5 minutes walk 5 minutes later walk out again, and that's fine. It's not going to suit everybody, and we can't cure everything. So obviously, if we feel anything we're concerned about, we're not sure what's going on, we'll always refer back to the doctor and make sure that people get checked out. But as long as has happened, we work with your body as you are today, and we can change things.
Now, I know it's a bit like asking how long is a piece of string, but on average, how many treatments would be needed for the technique to work? And are the effects permanent, or will the symptoms return?
Well, the average number of treatments is about 6. But the longer the problem's been there, the longer it will take to change. Most people, if you come in with an acute problem, if you sprain your ankle today and you come and see us tomorrow, we can sort that very quickly for you.
Really?
The sooner the better, because it's so gentle, it's safe. you know, we've treated people 2 days after an operation, and we can really prevent problems from scar tissue and things like that because it's so gentle.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of our patients, they come with an acute flare-up. For instance, they wake up in the morning, they can't move their neck.
Mm.
They come, we can sort that out quite quickly. What takes longer is
stimulating dry tissue.
Well, yes. the harder thing is actually finding out why do they keep waking up with a stiff neck. Because most people who have that, it happens over and over again. That takes longer. And that's just working down through the layers of the body and gently unravelling. And we can't say how many. But we work with the patient. We take it week by week.
Mm. But do you get a situation where it can actually return? So you've got it cleared and it all seems fine, and a week later it's all back again?
If the patient is able to keep coming to enable us to get to the bottom of it, and if they follow the advice that we give them, then normally that shouldn't happen. We can't cure arthritis, for instance, or if you've got scar tissue. If there's a long-term condition that's underlying, the body's response to that is going to be to gradually tighten up again.
Mm.
But we can manage it.
Right.
So but we're not going to cure everything, unfortunately.
Now, I understand that you're about to launch a new service treating dogs, and you've got your first doggy client today. How on earth does that work?
Well, we apply the same technique to the dogs. We can treat any living creatures. So what happened was a lot of our patients...
You've got to calm the animal down, first of all. Most dogs, if they think they're going to even the vet, they sort of...
Oh, they love us.
Well, so you say, but you've only got your first one today.
Well, we can work with them and they sense that. So as I was saying with the humans, we don't force anything. So the dogs are very good at telling us what they need. And you'll find when they've had enough of being treated on one side, they'll stand up, turn around and present the other side to you. So you really... You can follow them, and they love it. Normally, they're snoring at the end.
But you say you've got your first client today, but you've obviously tried this out on dogs, so you know.
Yes. Well, we treat our own dogs.
Oh, yes, yes.
And what happened was a lot of our patients kept asking us, are we going to treat dogs?
Mm.
And so we started thinking, well, we better had, because there's obviously a need out there.
And cats?
And cats and small animals, yes.
Well, not a parrot, obviously.
Birds, it's a bit hard to explain to them what's going on.
I think it is.
But we've got a purpose-built separate treatment area for the dogs.
And, probably just as well.
Yeah, we've got treats for them.
Oh, do you have treats for the adults as well coming in?
That's a good idea. I'll see what I can do.
And what sort of problems do dogs get that you'd be able to help with?
Similar to us, aches and pains as they get older, trauma from operations or accidents, and more specific things like hip dysplasia and arthritis. And again, like with people, we're not going to cure everything, but we can really help the dogs to stay comfortable and loose and happy for longer. It's also good for separation anxiety and things like that, because that often comes after a traumatic event, and we can feel that and help them with it. But it's important to remember we need vet consent before we're allowed to treat your animal.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you'd actually have to, what, in writing or...?
We don't need referral, but when an owner comes to us the first time, we ask them to sign that they've actually had vet consent, and that can be verbal, but they're signing to say they've had it.
Oh, right.
And that's
okay.
A legal requirement for us to be able to treat their animal.
Now, your practice is based in Hatfield Broadoak, which isn't a million miles from here. So if anyone's interested in your services, would you care to give us an idea of the kind of costs involved? There you go, as a fastball with top spin for you.
Most treatments are an hour, and that costs £60 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
We do hour and a half and 2 hour treatments as well, because some of our patients are driving a few hours to come to us for treatment.
Mm.
And we do shorter treatments for more maintenance, but generally it's 1 hour a week to start with. But on your first treatment, you get £10 off to say thank you for coming to us.
And do you do any home treatments?
We don't, no.
No, right, okay. And now, I think you've now earned the chance to tell everyone who might be interested just how to get in touch with you. So go on, do your plug.
Okay, well, our website is www.holisticcare.co.uk, or for your animals, it's www.holisticcare-pets.co.uk. And it's the same phone number for both. It's 01279 718 331.
Right, well, we'll be putting all of that up on the website a little bit later on. But thank you very much indeed for coming in the meantime and talking to us. I'd have to say, Nikki offered to treat me while we were talking on air. Well, I don't actually have any problems she could treat me with, but I'd probably have just fallen asleep, which is probably not a very good idea, except for the fact that probably you'd think it was a jolly good idea. Anyway, thanks again, Nikki.
Thank you for having me.